Continuing standoffs at two of Australia's detention centres are proving a headache for the Department of Immigration and the federal government. Last night, three detainees persisted with their rooftop protest at Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre, while in Western Australia, around 100 people are staging a vigil and some of them are on a hunger strike. In the meantime, civil liberty groups are complaining about the treatment of 22 asylum seekers taken to Sydney's Silverwater Prison after they were involved in a riot at Villawood last week. AM's David Mark reports.
The standoff that began with a riot last Wednesday night is continuing. Three men are still protesting on a rooftop at the Villawood Detention Centre in Sydney, while another 22 are being held in Sydney's Silverwater Jail. Stephen Blanks is the secretary of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties.
They're in a very fragile state of mind. They're very fearful about what's happening to them. They haven't been told why they've been taken to Silverwater Prison. They haven't been charged with any offence. They haven't been interviewed.
The situation is fluid. A spokeswoman from the Australian Federal Police told AM, quote, "There have been no charges or arrests at this time. The AFP will continue to assess possible Commonwealth offences relating to this incident," end quote. In any case, the men don't have to be charged to be kept in a maximum security jail. Sandy Logan is a spokesman for the Department of Immigration and Citizenship.
Under the Migration Act, we are able to designate suitable places as alternative places of detention. That can range anywhere from a hospital room or a hospital ward, service department, a motel room. And in this case, for purposes of the Act, the Silverwater Correctional Centre has become an alternative place of detention.
Stephen Blank says he's lodged a complaint with the Australian Human Rights Commission and he's not satisfied with the department's rationale for housing the men in a jail.
That might be the fig leaf of legality that the Department of Immigration is relying on, but it's just totally inappropriate for a maximum security prison to become an immigration detention centre.
Sandy Logan.
Well, this is known for our purposes as administrative detention. We're very confident that they are being treated exactly the same as anyone else, Australian citizen or otherwise, who is being incarcerated in a New South Wales correctional centre.
Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, another group of asylum seekers is protesting at Western Australia's Curtin Detention Centre. Ian Rintel is from the Refugee Action Coalition.
There is a tinderbox inside Curtin Detention Centre, as there is in every other detention centre in Australia, and it doesn't take much of a match to light quite a large fire, as we've seen.
Ian Rintel says 150 people are protesting at Curtin and 100 are on a hunger strike. But the department says the real number of protesters is 80 and the number on a hunger strike is just 12.
David Mark.